We are back. It is 6 minutes past the hour, and we had such a wonderful visit in the not-too-distant past with Dr. Aaron Kugelmass. He is the distinguished Executive Vice President and CMO for Deborah Heart and Lung Center. And to make an appointment, simple to do. If you like to call and speak to someone, no problem. 609-621-2080. If you are more digitally inclined, go to their great website, demanddeborah.org, demanddeborah.org, and you'll see the hyperlink right there for scheduling. Dr. Kugelmass has a wealth and breadth of experience, having served in various healthcare systems. He was the System Vice President, Medical Director, Heart and Vascular Program, and Chief of Cardiology Services at Bay State Health in Springfield, Massachusetts. We've talked to Dr. Kugelmass about all that, and great pedigree as an Associate Chief of Cardiology and Director of the Cardiac Catheterization Lab at Henry Ford Hospital and Health System in Detroit, Michigan, Associate Chief of Cardiology and Director of Interventional Cardiology at Oklahoma University Health Sciences Center in Oklahoma City. And I could keep going on about the background, about the pedigree at the University of California, San Francisco, where the distinguished Executive Vice President did his residency in internal medicine. Dr. Kugelmass is board certified in cardiology and internal medicine, and his expertise is widely sought. He is frequently a presenter at national and international meetings and regularly published. It is a pleasure to welcome you back, Dr. Kugelmass. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Harry, if I may call you Harry.
Oh, of
thank
course.
You for the opportunity to be on your really amazing show.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we just had report card day yesterday, and the Nielsen rating gods and the great guest listeners really honored us with some incredible results, and thank you for the kind words, Dr. Kugelmass. Our topic this half hour on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents is quality care measurably better for you, and we've got a lot of great information that Dr. Kugelmass is going to present. As you know, Dr. Deborah Heart and Lung Center was recently named a high-performing hospital by U.S. News and World Report. What does this designation mean for the hospital? What does it mean for the patients?
Well, the second question is the most important one, which is, what does it mean for the patients? Because that's what the hospital is all about. This is a national survey. It's done on about 4,500 hospitals nationwide in a variety of different specialties, heart and vascular care being one of them. And it looks at a variety of different factors, but a key one is outcomes. How do patients do? What are the mortality rates? How often are patients readmitted to the hospital? And that's what we call quality. We call all of it quality, but the outcomes are a key component. It looks at the safety of the care we provide in terms of the number of infections that may be acquired in the hospital, falls, other safety-related issues, patient experience or patient engagement, which is used to gauge how patients found their care. And that's a critical component, because being engaged with your healthcare provider and system is a key to having better outcomes.
Perfect. And then, yeah, go ahead. Please continue.
Processes. What are the nursing ratios? How are nurses trained? How are other people trained? And that is also a reputation score component, but we won't get into that. That's sort of, the big names. But that, in fact, is the basis for these recognitions. And typically, about a third of hospitals will get an award. When you start getting multiple awards, that becomes a smaller group.
We are visiting with Dr. Aaron Kugelmass, who is the Executive Vice President and the CMO at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. And the topic this half hour on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents is quality care measurably better for you, which is perfect description of how important that is. And this is a real dynamic question, which will give you whatever time you need, Dr. Kugelmass, to talk about the five specialties that Deborah was recognized. Talk about the specific areas where Deborah earned the high-performing rating.
Heart arrhythmias, That is a fairly new category. That's one for this year. The care of patients with heart attacks, and there are basically many years of continuous recognition for that. Heart bypass surgery, we'll get into that in a second. Again, many, many years of continuous recognition. Heart failure, for people whose hearts do not pump correctly, either because they are either the pumping function is decreased or the heart is too stiff. And I think a fairly new one, pacemaker implantation, and that's a one-year thing. If I can focus on the bypass, and I don't want to brag, Harry, but I am going to. Deborah has the lowest mortality rate in bypass surgery in the state as measured through the Society of Thoracic Surgeons. So this isn't a one-time thing. One of the things we studied in some of my prior publications was how consistent are hospitals at coming out with high quality outcomes, and do they do it across the spectrum of what they treat, and then are they consistent in it, or is it a one-year phenomenon? And I think some of what I just explained would suggest that this is across the spectrum of what Deborah treats. All we treat is hearts, vascular, and lungs, and we do it consistently.
Deborah Heart and Lung Center presents Dr. Aaron Kugelmaus. You were just about to say I jumped in too quick. Please continue.
I don't know. Did that answer your question?
Oh, it did.
Do you have other questions related to that?
I don't, but I have a follow-up that I think will be very important for your listeners to understand. You know, how is this distinction received? What does and how does U.S. News and World Report determine which hospitals receive this high-performing hospital designation? What factors goes into their rankings?
So they look at the heart outcomes. What are the mortality rates? What are the readmission rates? That's all publicly available through the government. They look at patient experience, which is also available through the government. We complete surveys, which speaks to the process and the safety of care, things like hospital-acquired infections. That's available publicly as well.
A follow-up.
So these are hard data that are shared nationally.
I know our listeners are intelligent. They understand the word readmission. But part of this, and maybe a big part of this, Dr. Kugelmaus, is if you have a patient and they are treated and they go home and they have to come back, that is something that this type of examination, if you will, of your results and such, that's a big deal, isn't it?
It is a big deal. It's an area of some controversy amongst the academicians. But at this point in time, it is a serious outcome that is taken very, very seriously. People do not want to go back to the hospital. And it's basically viewed as a marker of not having fixed people up right the first time. It's
right.
Much more complicated than that, but we spend a lot of time working on lowering readmission rates. The government penalizes hospitals if the readmissions rates are too high and in certain diagnoses, and it is not, but people do not want to go back to the hospital. We have a bunch of various things. Heart failure, as I explained, hearts that don't pump correctly, is an area of intense focus on readmissions. It's a huge problem. And I will say we have a remarkably low readmission rate. A lot of that has to do with how do you manage your patients not in the hospital, but once they get out of the hospital.
There you go.
You want to catch things before things get bad again and keep people out of the hospital. So follow-up care is essential.
Hypothetically, if someone came in for one thing, they come back and it could be for a completely unrelated matter, that would not be a readmission, correct?
Oh, it would. It would be. So if you came to Deborah for heart failure, I'm going to pick on heart failure because that is where a lot of the focus is, and you were to be be in a car accident and break your leg and require hospitalization, that would be a readmission. Needless to say, we don't treat broken legs at the Bora.
Right.
But if you were to go to another hospital, that would be a readmission.
Let me torture the question. If you're readmitted for something like you went in for heart failure and then you came back 3 months later because you had appendicitis or something, or I'll say it's just a totally unrelated matter, that wouldn't be the same, or I shouldn't put it this way, would that be the same as if someone came in for a heart issue and had to be readmitted for a heart issue?
At 90 days, it wouldn't be considered a readmission. We look at 30 days.
Okay.
But if they were to come back in on day 28 after discharge for appendicitis, any hospital in the United States, that would be a readmission.
With the same negative type of gig or whatever you want to call it, mark, even though
Correct.
It's completely unrelated?
Correct.
That's really
one of the vagaries of the situation.
Yeah, that would
now,
be.
Now, obviously, we look at our own internal data to see, you know, was it a readmission related to a heart problem?
Right.
But the simple answer is yes, it's still a readmission.
Wow, that's a tough standard that you have to live up to. It's really impressive. Dr. Aaron Kugelmas.
Everybody has to live up to it.
Yeah, exactly. Why do recognitions like U.S. News and World Report, why does that matter to patients? Why should it matter to patients? And how can they help someone choose where to receive their care? Because obviously people do, they care about what the decision they're making, if they're going to need a procedure, if they're going to need surgery. They want to choose somewhere, someone where there is trust and all of this. Does this help in that regard, Dr. Kugelmas?
I think it does. You know, when we're patients, we want to get the best possible care. In an environment that we think is supportive and healing, not just in the hospital, but the doctor's office and the follow-up care. And this is one marker that people can use. U.S. News and World Report ranks a lot of things, from colleges to hospitals to everything in between. And so this is, I think, one thing that's easily available to the public and pretty easily understood. To help direct where they think they will get the optimal care. Obviously, everybody's different, which makes life interesting. And so it's all about the outcomes. It's also all about the fit and whether you feel comfortable, and your family feels comfortable with the environment in which you're getting care.
We only take one break during Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents, and we will do that right now. We'll be back in just a little bit. More with Dr. Aaron Kugelmas, the Executive Vice President and CMO at Deborah Heart and Lung Center, on the day after our own very own report card day, Deborah Heart and Lung Center here today. And we're discussing that they were named a high-performing hospital by U.S. News and World Report and what that means, what that designation means, and it is extraordinary and important. When we come back, Deborah is part of the Cleveland Clinic Heart, Vascular, and Thoracic Institute Alliance. And we're going to talk about with Dr. Kugelmas, how does this collaboration help enhance the quality of care for their patients? Deborah Heart and Lung Center, to make an appointment, simple to do. You can call 609-621-2080 or digitally, any digital device, demanddeborah.org, and you will see it's red, the hyperlink to schedule an appointment. You'll just click right on that, and it will navigate you right through the process. Back with our distinguished guest, the Executive Vice President and CMO of Deborah Heart and Lung Center, Dr. Aaron Kugelmas, right after this on the Hurley in the Morning program. It is 25 minutes past the hour. Whenever we visit with the distinguished Executive Vice President and CMO, Chief Medical Officer of Deborah Heart and Lung Center, Dr. Aaron Kugelmas, very talented man. It always flies by. Our topic this half hour is quality care, measurably better for you, the patient, and we're outlining the recent news about Deborah Heart and Lung Center being named a high-performing hospital by U.S. News and World Report, exactly what that is and what it means. If you've missed any of the first half of Dr. Kugelmass's program today, please, when Chris Coleman uploads the podcast later today, you can download it on the WPG Talk Radio 95.5 app, because a lot of great information was imparted by Dr. Kugelmass in the first half of the program. I teased right before the break, Doctor, that we would talk about the Cleveland Clinic. Obviously, their reputation is incredible. They're one of the sometimes a few places on the planet that can do things that no one else can do. So the collaboration has to be absolutely just extraordinary. Tell us about Deborah in the partnership collaboration with Cleveland Clinic Heart, Vascular, and Thoracic Institute Alliance. And how does that collaboration help you improve, enhance the quality of care?
Thanks, Harry.
Yep.
So, yes, the Cleveland Clinic is, you know, it's the top of the top. To be invited into or participate in the alliance, you can't just sign up for this as a hospital. You actually have to have really good outcomes, which is what we were talking about before you can become part of the alliance. So it's another recognition, a little bit different, but another recognition in a similar vein as the U.S. News and World Report designation. How does it help us? It helps us in many, many ways. You know, medicine is a collaborative endeavor. We don't have all the answers. And so the more groups that we work with, the more we're able to continue to improve the care we provide. And when you work with somebody like the Cleveland Clinic, a lot of their processes are state-of-the-art. In fact, most of their processes are state-of-the-art and help define what state-of-the-art is. So we're able to get that information and learn how to do it the way the best does it. And so it improves our processes of care, for one. You know, we work with people from the Cleveland Clinic on a regular basis, once a year in person, and then monthly over Zoom and Teams, to go through our processes and our outcomes in the areas throughout the Deborah Heart and Lung Center. So whether it's the cardiac catheterization laboratory, the heart surgery program, the electrophysiology suites where we treat arrhythmias, we're getting their input as to how we can make things better. So that's probably the biggest. But the other way is, this allows us to measure how we're doing against not just the Cleveland Clinic, but the other Cleveland Clinic Alliance hospitals. And again, not to brag, but we do exceptionally well. More often than not, we are as good or better than the Cleveland Clinic itself for certain outcomes.
And the reality of what you just said is the fact that you have the collaboration, because that's self-evident that you have the results, because the collaboration couldn't exist if you didn't. The question answers.
Exactly.
You know, yeah, exactly right. Minimally invasive techniques, advanced technologies, and strong outcomes all play a role in quality care. And we've talked about it a lot over more than 25 years that we've been doing this program with Deborah Heart and Lung Center. I guess it's really more like 30 years. Can you talk about how innovations at Deborah support these high-performing rankings that you've achieved?
So we'll focus on some of the minimally invasive techniques. And I'm going to focus on valves. The heart has four valves. They keep blood flowing in the right direction. It's about as simple as that. But they can either become stiff and not open, which we call stenosis, or get leaky, which we call regurgitation, okay? So that's the medical lesson for the day.
Good.
So typically, valves were replaced with open heart surgery, which meant that the chest wall was actually opened up, and the surgeon would go in, open up and expose the heart, and then take the old valve out and put a artificial valve in, okay? So from a minimally, and that sometimes to this day, that is the best option. In fact, the majority of the time, that is the best option a variety of different scenarios. But over time, some surgeons, and this is some surgeons, have learned how to do that through a much smaller port or hole, and they can do it without sawing the chest open. In fact, they can actually go between the ribs.
Wow.
And that, you know, can lead to less blood consumption, quicker healing times, getting off the ventilator faster, a whole variety of different things. And, you know, in one instance, we'll talk about the mitral valve. Mitral valves typically leak, and the best treatment for that is not to replace the valve, but to repair the valve. And there aren't that many places that do that on a consistent, high-volume basis. But it's well known, again, looking at outcomes, that patients do better when the valve is repaired as opposed to replaced, in most circumstances. We are very lucky in that we've been able to recruit a very, very talented surgeon trained at Harvard, Mass General, trained at Stanford University, who can not only repair the valve, he can do it in a minimally invasive way. And the outcomes are just fabulous. You know, I'm still comparatively new to New Jersey, as you pointed out, but there are very few centers in New Jersey that can apply this approach.
What a difference.
That's on the surgical side.
Yeah.
On the percutaneous or cath lab side, oh, about 15 years ago, we learned how to actually replace the aortic valve going through the skin and up minimally invasively, like a cardiac catheterization, so that no surgery of any kind is required. And since that time, we've learned how to do other things in terms of fixing valves. We are high volume in that area, and we have some very talented physicians who not only can do these procedures, but can do the newest procedures, such as replacing the tricuspid valve through the skin as opposed to through surgery, and some other very, very advanced techniques that allow them to treat patients who most centers could not treat from a percutaneous situation. So innovation, this is innovation, and this is the innovation that changes people's lives, and it's right here in Brown's Notes.
What a powerful comment. Dr. Aaron Kugelmas, the Executive Vice President and CMO of Deborah Heart and Lung Center. This is Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents. I can't believe we're in the final 2 minutes. I want to make sure that we get to another award and give you an opportunity to comment about it. It's like an award show, not to brag, but just to share with our listeners, your clients and prospective clients, exactly the pedigree and what you are capable of at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. So we have focused a lot this half hour on the high performing hospital designation received by Deborah from U.S. News and World Report. But as they say, you know, on TV, but there's more. Deborah was recently recognized with the American Heart Association's Get With The Guidelines Heart Failure Gold Plus Award. Tell us what this award, this honor represents. Why is it important?
So the American Heart Association has been doing Get With The Guidelines for well over two decades. And it really is about getting with the guidelines or following the guidelines of how patients with heart failure should be treated. And there are very clear guidelines as to what treatments should be applied for various different states. Okay. So we definitely are getting with the guidelines. But then there's sort of the icing on the cake or the cherry on the frosting, whereby you can take on the plus designation. And so in addition to just following the general performance benchmarks, we have to show compliance at least 75% of the time for 12 months for 4 out of 9 additional quality measures related to heart failure care. And I won't get into all the specifics of that, especially since we're short on time. But this is about the highest award you can get from the American Heart Association in the area of heart failure. And we've been doing it consistently since at least 2020 and going back before that. There's also a focus on diabetes diabetes and heart failure tend to occur together, and some of the treatments for type 2 diabetes are also effective in the treatment of heart failure. So a lot of type 2 diabetes out in the community, as you know, is a real growing problem, and heart failure is a growing problem. So I'm very happy to see that we're being recognized for the diabetes honor roll as well.
It's so important. I'm glad you mentioned that because as a point of emphasis, this award, in fact, does include Deborah's focus on patients with type 2 diabetes. We're officially on overtime, but I do want to give you a final comment. So if you're available to stay for a moment to tell your listeners, for anyone that's listening who may be facing a heart issue, a lung issue, you do so many things, sleep, all these different things over the years. I've been through Dr. C's devices lab. I mean, world class to say the least. Incredible. He's incredible. All of it. What would you say to encourage listeners for them to consider Deborah for their care?
You know, we're a very specialized hospital, Harry, as you pointed out. And we're in a, you know, fairly isolated area in the Pine Barren.
Yeah, it's worth the trip.
We're not very far. We're not very far from anywhere.
It's true.
Okay, the reality. And I would, you know, obviously, if you're having a cardiac emergency, you should go to your nearest hospital after you call 911. But emergencies aside, if someone is recommending a certain treatment or procedure, go get a second opinion. And we do an awful lot of second opinions here. We are the oldest heart surgery program in New Jersey and really almost, I think, the second oldest in the Delaware Valley. And we've been doing second opinions forever. I do a lot of second opinions. My colleagues do a lot of second opinions. And seek us out. We can get you in. We'll see if the testing that was done is what we need. If we need something else, we can do everything here. And then we'll have a frank conversation about what we think is best for you or your family member. And then you can decide where you want that done.
To schedule an appointment at Deborah Heart and Lung Center, you can call 609-621-2080 or any digital device, demanddeborah.org on the web. Dr. Kugelmass, congratulations to you, your entire team, on all of this recognition, because it's great for the hospital. It's just great for your patients. Congratulations on all of it, and I look forward to the next time that we do the program together.
Well, thank you, Harry. Thanks for having me, and congratulations to you and your team on your remarkably high Nielsen rating, the radio equivalent, I guess, or the media equivalent of U.S. News and World Report.
There you go. Thank you, Dr. Kugelmass. I really appreciate that comment so much. Have a great day. Keep saving lives.